From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting there are reports that Russian missiles have hit Iran. A U.S. official tells VOA four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran, falling short of their targets in Syria. The official said there has been no information on damage. Russia on Wednesday ramped up its air campaign in Syria with heavy aerial bombardments and, for the first time, cruise missile strikes launched from the Caspian Sea. After noting what he called the troubling escalation of Russia's military activities in Syria, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000 troops. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders says 33 people are still missing following the U.S. airstrike on a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. 22 people were killed in the strike, which U.S. officials say was a mistake. The group said 9 of the unaccounted for are patients, 24 are staff members. The United Nations has reported that one peacekeeper in the Central African Republic has been killed and another wounded in an attack north of the capital, Bangui. A UN spokesman says a convoy traveling between the towns of Damara and Njenergu was fired by an unidentified gunman Tuesday. The spokesman said the peacekeeping force returned fire. The leading contender to become Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement. McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen announced their candidacies for the job. This is VOA News. The Ethics Committee of football's governing body, FIFA, has suspended President Sepp Blatter and his potential successor for 90 days. The committee took the action Thursday against Blatter and Michel Platini, head of the Union of European Football Association. The action comes less than 2 weeks after Swiss prosecutors opened a criminal investigation against Blatter involving a $2 million payment to Platini in 2011. Israeli troops Thursday shot and killed an Arab man who had stabbed four Israelis. An Israeli soldier was among the four wounded in the attacks. Earlier, a student was stabbed by a 15-year-old Arab assailant near a rail station in Jerusalem, and a Palestinian stabbed an Israeli in the West Bank. The Hague-based International Criminal Court said Thursday its prosecutor has called for an inquiry into allegations of war crimes believed to have been committed during the Russian-Georgia conflict in 2008. A three-member panel is expected to review the notification from prosecutor Fatou Bensouda that she intends to ask for authorization to conduct an investigation into the situation in Georgia. Amnesty International has accused Hungary of breaking multiple international and European human rights laws in its handling of the refugee crisis. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Barbora Chernosakova of Amnesty International says Budapest has broken international human rights laws and European Union legislation.
By sealing off its border with Serbia and by introducing accelerated asylum procedures at the border, which results to summary rejections of all the applicants and their return to Serbia, to return to a country where there is an adequate reception facilities.
Human rights groups say the refugee crisis exposes the worst of Europe's divisions on immigration. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Volkswagen's top U.S. executive has apologized over the recent emissions testing scandal. Michael Horn issued a sincere apology Thursday during testimony before members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
On behalf of our company and my colleagues in Germany and me personally, I would like to offer a sincere apology for Volkswagen's use of software program that served to defeat the regular emissions testing regime.
The congressional panel is looking into the scandal involving almost 500,000 of the Volkswagen diesel vehicles in the United States. Rwanda's Supreme Court has cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third 7-year term. The court ruled on Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current 2-term limit is legal. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.